This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I said, why do you love him? She said, he's always, mashallah, always smiling. I said, tabarakallah, what else? He always says Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said, do you think when these da'is, when they go home, they just talk the way we talk? You know, have you ever seen me getting up from my bed? You will run for your life. I feel sorry for my wife. When I get up in the morning, no one should talk to me until I have my cup of coffee. And then if the kids run around, in my mind, I was like, why did I have them? And then in my mind, I was like, where can I donate them? Nobody would take them. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد عباد الله اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I'm originally from Somalia, but I lived in Canada. And I don't know if you can understand my accent because you guys talk too fast. I noticed two things when I landed. Two things. One, that you, tabarakallah, you speak so fast and I cannot understand you. That's number one. Number two, I did not see any black person at the airport. What happened to the black people? So I was thinking, I was like, you know, I'm going to this new city. This is my first time in this part of the world. First time ever. And I was thinking, are there any Somalis? And as soon as I got out of the car, there were two of them waiting for me, mashallah. Like Malak al-Maut, subhanallah. Do we have Somalis here? Where, how many Somalis? We are everywhere. You go to China, at the airport, there are Somalis. You go to New York City, at the airport, there are Somalis. You come to the city, there is no black people. It's different. So I hope you understand my accent, and when I speak, I hope you don't feel that I'm speaking too slow. I also noticed every sheikh who came here was wearing qutra and bishn. Am I right? I'm the only one who don't have that. That's discrimination. That is against the principles of a da'is. If everyone is coming here wearing a bishn, they should give me one for free. Saeed al-Qadi, you have one for me? So my talk will be very short because I know you've been sitting here for a very long time, and to listen to the last lecture is not the best thing to do, but I'll make it short. My topic is what should we do for Allah to love us? It's very serious. And if Allah love us, what are we gaining? Two questions. If Allah loves you, you will gain two things. One, if Allah loves you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, kama fi sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim in hadithi Aba Huraira, if Allah loves you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call Jibreel alayhi salam. And Jibreel would not discriminate. He would not say, you live in, you know, Scotland and you white, come on the podium. You black, stay back. You know, it won't be like that. But when Allah will call Jibreel and Allah will say to Jibreel, Inni uhibbu abdi fulana. I love my servant so and so. Therefore, you must love him as well. Subhanallah. It's beautiful. You know, every time I mention this hadith, and I do mention it a lot, every single hair of my body stands up. You know, I get goosebumps. Because I can, subhanallah, imagine if there's an important person in your country. The most important person calls you for invitation or calls someone who has a lot of power on your behalf. And then that important person mentions you, whether it's the queen, whether it's the president, whether it's Trump, whatever who he is. I hope Trump will never call you. Say amen, Ya Rab. That's a scary moment. But somebody that is important calls you, I guarantee you will feel so honored. And I guarantee you will share that with everybody that you know. If Sheikh Mufti Mink says, brother, come, take a picture with me on the podium, wallahi, you will send it to everyone. You will send it to the people in Pakistan who don't even know Mufti Mink. I'm sure they do. You will send to the village in Somalia and say, Mufti Mink took pictures with me. You know, because he's a person of significance. You feel proud. You feel important. But imagine if Allah calls Jibreel. And he says to Jibreel, oh Jibreel, my servant so-and-so, I love him. And I want you to love him too. I want you to love him too. And Jibreel would not say, Ya Allah, he lives at the end of the world. He lives in a place called, what do you guys call your city, Glasgow? You know, Jibreel would not object. Jibreel, because he's an angel, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They don't disobey Allah. They will love you immediately. But I want you to remember, to imagine the status of this. And it did happen to one of the Sahaba. In Sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim in Hadith Anas bin Malik, Messenger of Allah, after the Salah, he turned to the Sahaba and he said to them, to Ubay ibn Ka'b, Ya Ubay, inna Allah amarani an aqra'a alayk, ya qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. I'm sorry, lam yakun illadina kafaru min ahli al-kitab, Surah al-Bayyinah. And Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu cannot imagine him being a simple human being. Him being nothing, he's nothing but a mercy of Allah. He accepted Islam through the mercy of Allah. He became a hafiz through the mercy of Allah. He became a companion of Rasulullah through the mercy of Allah. Yet Allah said to his messenger, go and recite Surah Al-Bayyinah to Ubay ibn Ka'b. And Ubay could not process that. So he said to the messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, wa sammani Allahu lak, O messenger of Allah, Allah named me by my name? Did he just say, read it to everybody, recite to everybody? Or did he say, no, recite to Ubay ibn Ka'b? He said, no, Allah said, recite to Ubay ibn Ka'b. Ubay ibn Ka'b started tearing, crying. In Sunan al-Tirmidhi, he could not believe the messenger of Allah. فقال, Allah amarak, by Allah, Allah ordered you to do this? He said, yes, and he could not carry the conversation after that. The second thing that you will gain if Allah loves you, you will not be touched by Jahannam.
نسأل الله. Say, we ask Allah to make us among those whom He loves. Say, Amin. In في المستدرك الحاكم, the messenger of Allah said, Wallahi, لا يلقي الله حبيبه في النار. By Allah, Allah will not throw the ones that He loved them into Jahannam. So if Allah loves you, Jahannam will never touch you. So what should we do for Allah to love us? I just want to mention 7 things. So be, inshallah, have sabr with me. 7 things. Very quick. 4 of them in one hadith. And I'll give you the other 3. And the hadith that I'm going to mention is one of the tabi'een of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tabi'i means the students of the sahaba. So he is a tabi'i of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This tabi'i, he came to Dimashq in Syria and he entered a masjid. And when he entered the masjid, he saw a beautiful halaqah. But in the middle of the halaqah, there was this very handsome man. A young man sitting in the middle of the halaqah. He's not talking a lot. He is not giving a lecture. He's just listening to the rest of the people. And people are talking around him. But would they different in any issue, they will ask him. So this man, Abu Idris, he said to the man who was sitting next to him, Man hada? Who is this, you know, handsome man that everybody is listening to him? قَالَ إِنَّهُ مُعَاذِ بْنُ جَبَلٍ. He is Mu'ad, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, I left the masjid after Salat al-Isha, and I came early next morning so I can be the first person to be in the masjid. But I realized Mu'ad ibn Jabal is already in the masjid, subhanallah. He's already in the masjid. Now Mu'ad ibn Jabal, he didn't say, I'm a sahabi, I don't have to go to the masjid early. You know, I did jihad fi sabilillah at the time of Rasulullah. I don't have to go to the masjid early. You know, I am the imam of the ulama on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Therefore, I don't need to go to the masjid early. I'm from the people of Jannah. I am the man and the messenger of Allah said to him, Inni uhibbuka ya Mu'ad. Yet, he was the first person to go to the masjid. So he said, Abu Idris, he said, I walked into the masjid and I realized Mu'ad ibn Jabal, he's praying. So I waited after I finished my tahiyyat al-masjid. And when he said, Assalamu alaykum, Assalamu alaykum, he said, I sat in front of him and without any introduction, I didn't say, my name is so-and-so, I am from this tribe. But I said to him, Inni uhibbuka fillah. I love you for the sake of Allah. Mu'ad ibn Jabal, first time seeing this man. And he's sitting. So he said to him, Allah, by Allah, you love me for the sake of Allah? He said, by Allah, I love you for the sake of Allah. He repeated 3 times. Then he grabbed him by the shoulder and he said, Ibshir, glad tidings. If you truly love me for the sake of Allah, then I heard the messenger of Allah saying this. And this is for the first 4 things that I will mention. He said, I heard the messenger of Allah saying, وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِ لِلْمُتَحَابِينَ فِي وَالْمُتَجَالِسِينَ فِي وَالْمُتَزَاوِرِينَ فِي وَالْمُتَبَاذِلِينَ فِي 4 categories of people. If you want Allah to love you, at least try to be a part of these 4 categories. He said, the first one, Allah said, Allah made wajib upon himself that he will love everyone that loves another person for the sake of Allah. I repeat, Allah made wajib upon himself that he will love anyone who loved another person for the sake of Allah. Let me ask you this question. How many people truly that you love him or her for the sake of Allah? I gave this lecture once long time ago in the University of Calgary in Canada. So the brother, I said at the hadith, and one of the brother after the talk, he said, Sheikh, I really, really, really enjoyed your talk. I said, mashallah. And I said, do you have anybody that you love for the sake of Allah? He said, brother, I do. I do. And I said, what is his name? He said, Her name is Jennifer. I said, she's a Muslim, she's your wife, she's your sister. He said, no. But inshallah, make dua, she would accept Islam one day. I said, so what? How do you love her for the sake of Allah? She's not even a Muslim. He said, Rasheikh, she sits right next to me in the class. MashaAllah. He said, Noor of Iman is coming out of her face. Noor of Iman. I said, hey, brother, you just told me she's not a Muslim. He said, I can tell from her heart. Every time that I ask her a question and she smiles, wallahi, I can see the iman through her, mashallah. I said, that is not what the hadith means. That's definitely what the hadith means. Hadith means you'll find somebody who's righteous. Someone who's there before you at the masjid. Someone who have more taqwa than you know of yourself. Someone who studies the deen for the sake of Allah. Someone who gives sadaqah. That's the one that you love him for the sake of Allah. Not Jennifer. Radiallahu anha. Not Jennifer. No. Somebody that you care about because of his deen. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi musnadi Ahmad and hadith Umar bin Khattab. Look what he said about the categories of people. He said on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, there would be people who are so close to Allah. So close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the anbiya, the nabis, and the shaheed. And you know what nabi is, and you know what shaheed is. Nabi is someone who is guided by Allah. Shaheed is someone who gave his soul for the sake of Allah. The nabi and the shaheed, they would say to themselves, what did they do to deserve that status? They are that close to Allah. What did they do to deserve that status? So one of the sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what did they do? The messenger of Allah, he said, there are people who loved one another only for the sake of Allah without any blood ties and without any business transactions, just for the sake of Allah. So I ask yourself, do you know four people, five people that you love them for the sake of Allah? Don't say, I love Saeed Al-Qadi, I love Mufti Mink. That's a TV screen love. That's a screen love. You really don't love these ulama. I know you love them, but you don't know what we do, right? You never lived with them. You can't be, you know, living with somebody that much, mashallah. I'm sorry, you can live with somebody that much, and then you say, I love him for the sake of Allah. Not just because you watch his lecture. Wallahi. And so, mashallah, one of the sisters, she said, I love that sheikh. For the sake of Allah. I said, sure. I said, why do you love him? She said, he's always, mashallah, always smiling. I said, tabarakallah. What else? He always says Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said, do you think when these da'is, when they go home, they just talk the way we talk? You know, have you ever seen me getting up from my bed? You will run for your life. I feel sorry for my wife. When I get up in the morning, no one should talk to me until I have my cup of coffee. And then if the kids run around, in my mind, I was like, why did I have them? And then in my mind, I was like, where can I donate them? Nobody would take them. But you think you see them on the screen and you say, oh, I love him for the sake of Allah. He's a nice sheikh. No, that is not the love. Find four or five people that you really love them for the sake of Allah. That's the first category. The second category, he said, وَالْمُتَجَالِسِينَ فِي. Those who will sit together for the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah. Not for political reasons. Not for business transactions, not for social events, not for a wedding, not for a chit-chat, but you sit together for the sake of Allah. You know, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiyallahu anhu, He used to say, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, after he finished the work of the government, he used to bring righteous individuals and he used to say, let us sit and remember Allah. Let us remember Akhirah. Those are the people who deserved his love. So that's the second. Third category of people, وَالْمُتَزَاوِرِينَ فِي, people who you visit them for the sake of Allah. Not that you're from the Jama'at al-Tabligh, you know, because you're Tabligh and you just visit Muslims. No, someone you say, you know, I know where Sa'id al-Qadi lives. I don't want business from him. I don't want a favor from him. I just want to visit for the sake of Allah. I'm visiting. No other business, no other intention, only for the sake of Allah. Do you have that? Then you're good. The fourth category, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالْمُتَبَادِلِينَ فِي, those who will give for the sake of Allah. Give. And not only money, but sometimes you just yourself, give of your time for the sake of Allah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَلَا أَنْ أَمْشِي مَعَ أَخٍ فِي حَاجَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ نَعْتَكِفَ فِي مَسْجِدِ هَذَا شَهْرًا. He said, for me to help my brother in one little thing is more beloved to me than doing i'tikaf in my masjid. So that's number four. Number five, ibadullah, is doing nawafil. If you want Allah to love you, do nawafil, as much nawafil. Nawafil, the messenger of Allah said in hadith al-ma'roof, very famous hadith, man aada li waliyan. At the end he said, nothing is more beloved to me that I ask of my servant than him to perform the fara'id. And then he said, but if my servant keep performing nawafil, which means voluntary prayers, voluntary sadaqah, what do you call salah, then Allah said, then I will love him. So if you pray your nafil, Allah will love you. If you pray your witr, Allah will love you. If you pray your sunnah, Allah will love you. If you do fasting Thursday and other days, Allah will love you. That is number five. Number six is for you to be always ta'ib ila Allah, always repenting and going back to Allah. Because Allah said in the Quran, Inna Allaha yuhibbu tawwabin. Allah loves those who always repent. Not only when they sin, but always repent. Always repent. And the last one, ya ibadullah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on all of us. The last one, the messenger of Allah said, and أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, he said, the most beloved people in the sight of Allah, أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ, those who will benefit others best. I'm sorry, those who will benefit others most. So if you want Allah to love you, don't discriminate. Don't say, I will only help Somalis. I will only help Pakistani or Indians. I will only help Syrians because I am of that, you know, race. Don't do that. And it hurts me when I see in a masajid the brothers who are coming to the front and they say, let us help this race or this group or this nationality. They are from that people that they're crying for. So when something happens to Somalis, you will see Somali brothers coming to the masjid. We need to collect money for us brothers and sisters in Somalia. They said drought in Somalia. Let us help them out. They are our brothers in Islam. They are. And when something is happening in Syria, only Syrian brothers would be in the front. When something's happening in Lebanon, only Lebanese brothers. So I ask myself, the messenger of Allah said, the most beloved people in the sight of Allah are those who will benefit others. Then how come I don't see most of the time, you know, Indian brother crying for Somalia? How come I don't see Somali brother crying for Syria? How come I don't see, you know, Bosnian brothers crying for Turkish community? How come? Why would I only cry for my own people? But the messenger of Allah said, if you want Allah to love you most, then benefit everyone. Everyone. Because in hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said, the messenger of Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَى أَشْكَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى أَعْمَالِكُمْ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. He said, Allah does not care about your shapes, about the color of your skin, whether you're big or small, whether you're wide or thin, whether you're tall or short. Allah does not care whether you're light or dark. Allah does not care any of that, whether you're male or female. But He cares about what you have in your heart and the actions that you show. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.